welcome to House of the
Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, high school, one of the kind of training school, alumni, college career day. Stay with us. Great stuff coming your way here on Jeff's Highest Seals. Seals, college career day. Career day.
We shall worship him day by day as we kneel down.
Good morning, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are. We're going to welcome you to House Hebrew Gospel, Flock Talk Radio. Coming to you from Beatrice, Alabama, J.F. Seals High School, the home of the champions, the J.F. Seals Panthers. Today, we will be live at the J.F. Seals Annual Career Day, and we have a number of businesses here in the area, as well as out of the area, several universities here as well. And we want to welcome you all to J.F. Seals High School, Beatrice, Alabama, for the... I'll be getting this information later. I know this is my fourth year of broadcasting for the Alumni Association for the Career Day. And it's about preparing students as they get ready to embark on their careers and they leave high school for jobs, for... whatever they're going to be doing, whether it be military, whether it be college, whether it be going out looking for a job, preparing them for careers after they leave the high school. So stay with us as more of it will be coming your way here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We hope to be doing some interview with all of the people that are present here. We have the Monroe County Hospital here. We have the American Red Cross here. We also have the city of Beatrice here. We have Trustmark Bank. We have University of we got AUM here in the house. We also have others here, and hopefully they'll be coming around and telling you about what they offer for students after they graduate from high school and how they can affect them. We also will be talking about internet radio broadcasting, Blog Talk Radio, which is one of the cheapest ways there is to get your message out about your business through internet broadcasting. You have conventional radio and you have internet broadcasting. Internet broadcasting is growing by leaps and bounds. Our listening audience collectively over the years is over 100,000 listeners worldwide, and we thank you for all the support we get from here in Beatrice, Tunnel Springs, Peterman, Vinburg, Riley Crossing, Monroeville, Camden, all the areas are surrounding here in Monroe County as well as nationwide. We thank you for all of your support, all of the gospel artists and all the different people that participate at House of the Gospel. Also, a special shout out to Gospel USA Magazine, Mr. Brown. We have been working with him for a number of years, and we hope that you will stay tuned for J.F. Seals High School Career Day 2018. We'll be back soon, so stay with us and get all of the important information about Career Day at J.F. Seals High School. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to House Hebrew Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. As our first guest today, the Monroe County Sheriff Department, where Mr. Thomas Tate is the sheriff, and I'm going to be talking to Captain Frederick Connors. He's a jail administrator, deputy sheriff. He's a DARE instructor from the Monroe County Courthouse. You can find him there at 66 North Alabama Avenue, room 136, Monroe, Alabama. You can reach him at his office number at 251-575-2963. You want to fax him, you can reach him at 251-575-7661. If you want to reach him at the jail, the big house, 251-575-2635. Good morning, Mr. Carton. How you doing?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to say on behalf of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, we are proud to support the J.F. Shields High School College Career Day today, and to encourage all of our county residents and anybody who's interested in becoming a employee with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. In reference to the students at the school, basic education is all they need to gain employment with us, a high school diploma, 18 years old, and they have to complete a basic application at the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and once it's turned in, the evaluation takes place there, and I am the staff member that conducts the interviews as well, and I think I've known most of the students here for the last 18 years, so we encourage everybody to get their basic education, and once they complete that, they will be eligible to be employed at age 18, and we offer so many benefits and state retirement as well, and we have a division where once they complete 10 years of employment, they will become what we call vested in the retirement systems of Alabama, so if they pursue another career, they can lock their retirement in after just 10 years of employment with us. So, but it's a full-time position, and basically right now there's no layoffs, and we're accepting applications, and as soon as these students graduate, we'll be offering everybody these opportunities to become employed with us, and they can give back to the community at the same time and become a, what you call a mentor to the people coming behind them. So once again, it's a pleasure on behalf of the Sheriff's Office to support this career day, and for the ones who don't want to go to college right away, we offer immediate employment.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Captain Connors, for those of you that don't know, when we have basketball games up here at J.F. Shields High School, when you see that clean-cut officer providing security for J.F. Shields, looking sharp and looking good, that's Captain Frederick Connors from the Monroe County Sheriff Department. And Captain Connors, on behalf of all of us here at House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio and the J.F. Shields Alumni Association, this will be your what year? How many years you've been coming now?
Continuously, we've come in for the career day for the last 9 years.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. And the thing about to the young folks out there that are looking for a career, if you want to get something started right away, you're of age, and that age is what, 18 or 19?
18 minimum.
18 years old, and you got a clear record,
yes.
And you want to start off. They would train you in everything that you have to do, so for weapon handling, defensive tactics, everything you need to be a sheriff here in Monroe County. It is an excellent starting career for you. In fact, you don't have to stay in if you don't want to, but it's a good way to get started off right away, helping the community directly. And on behalf of all of them here, we thank you, Captain Connors. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. That was Captain Connors of the Sheriff Department. He's got a boot right here next to me, and we hope that you'll be stopping by and talking to Captain Connors. More interviews coming your way here on House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming from J.F. Shields High School, Career Day 2018. Okay, let's talk a little bit about who's present here today. We already had the Monroe County Sheriff Department come by. We all have in the house tonight, today, this morning, at J.F. Shields Career Day, the U.S. Army. They are in the house, and hopefully they'll be coming by. We also have a nursing home. It's Inglewood Healthcare Center, located there on 2046 South Alabama Avenue in Monroeville. And you can reach them at the office number of 251-575-3285, or you can fax them at 251-743-9736. All right. You can go to www.crownhealthcare.com. Crown Healthcare. All right. Okay. As we move along here, we also have the Alabama, Southern Alabama Area Health Education Center recruits and trains and retains a healthcare workforce for Alabama. All right. They are in the house, and they offer a great deal of information for you to get started on working. The primary objective of Area Health Education Center, which is AHECS, to increase the number of students who enter healthcare program, train in rural and underserved areas, and obtain health care. Oh, that is powerful information indeed for you. We hope that you will partake of that. Well, it is an excellent opportunity for you to get started out in the healthcare business. Okay? That's the Alabama, Southern Alabama AHEC. Mr. Wayman K. Bruce is the program director, and they're located at 220 Allo Drive in Brewton, Alabama, at 36-426. You can reach them at 251-809-1534. All right. We also have in the house Coastal Community College. Coastal Community College. Alabama Coastal Community College. Students are the most important people on campus. Without them, there would be no need for college. That's Alabama Coastal Community College. And they are located here at 19 Highway 31 South in Baymanette, Alabama, 36507. You can reach them at 1-800-381-3722. Coastal Alabama Community College. They are also located right here on Highway 21 in Monroeville, Alabama. You can reach them at 251-580-2213. Jasmine Villar is the enrollment specialist who is present today, and hope that she'll be joining us sometime today as well. As we move right along, we also have in the house Alabama A&M Bulldogs. Alabama A&M. Up on the hill, as they say. My wife and my daughter were part of that institution. My daughter graduated from there, my wife also. All right, Alabama A&M University. Start here and go anywhere. University of Alabama undergraduate admissions, offers student affairs, integrity, diversity, collaboration service. And their representative with us today is Mr. Darius Blakely, admission counselor. You can reach him. If you want admission to Alabama A&M, you can call him at telephone number 256-372-4870. Or you can reach him on his cell phone at 256-559-6174. That's his cell number. That's Alabama A&M University. That's Darius Blakely, admission counselor. Office of Admissions at P.O. Box 908, Normal, Alabama, 35762. Alabama A&M is in the house. Let's continue here with more universities that are present today. We have in the house ASU, Alabama State. Oh, apply online at www.alasu.edu. As the welcome to the Hornet Nation, Alabama State University. Alabama State University at www.alasu.edu. Choose from your major from one of the seven academic colleges offering 62 degrees. Anything you want to get: Business Administration, College of Education, College of Health Service, College of Liberal Arts. Oh man, College of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, College of Visual and Performing Arts, University College, Division of Aerospace Studies at Air Force ROTC, and the list goes on and on. powerful information. Cost of attendance in fall of 2018 and spring 2019, ASU tuition fees in state, that's if you live in the state, is $11,068. Out of state, $19,396. All right. If you want to be a part of the ASU learning environment, contact him at the Office of Admission at 334-3229-4291 or 1-800-253-5037. This is Alabama A&M. Let's pull up to the mic. All right. Hold on just a second until I pull you up here. I believe it's Mr. Darris. All right. If you would, Mr. Darris, talk right into that microphone for me.
There. Testing. All right. Testing.
You good. Darris, you got the mic. Go for yourself.
All right,
you recruit.
Yes, sir. All right. First, I want to just say hello. God is good. All the times and all the times, God is good. My name is Darris Blakeney. I'm actually from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm a recruiter for the Alabama A&M University, the elite Alabama A&M University here in the state of Alabama, in the actual city of Huntsville. I just wanted to give you all just a little information about us. Actually, we are one of the top HBCUs nationwide. I'm number 2 in the state for our social work program, number 17 ranked in the nation for our engineering department. Also, we are best known for our education department because we can certify you all the way from pre-K to 12th grade. Just giving you some little information about our athletic programs. We are a D1 school as far as with Division I for sports. But what's very important is the scholarship information. Actually, our scholarship starts at an average score of a 17 on the ACT. So at least a 17 with a 3.25 GPA, you'd be eligible for our Heritage Gold Scholarship, which will give you an award of $2,500 per semester. Now, the actual scholarship that we are promoting the most is our Marriott Scholarship. It is a 3.25 GPA minimum requirement with a 23 on the ACT, and it's a full-cost tuition scholarship for 4 years. So, actually, we're going to be here until 12 o'clock. So, if y'all got any insights, anything, any questions that you want to know, we will be here until 12 o'clock. And I'm going to hand the mic over back to Mr. Howard.
Oh, thank you, Darris. That's an excellent presentation. Office of Admission, you can find Mr. Darris there. If you want to call him, you can reach him at 256-372-4870. That's his office number. Or you can reach him on the cell number at 256-559-6174. That's the Office of Admission. If you can't get him by the phone, cell phone, or the regular office phone, you can reach him at Office of Admission, P.O. Box 908, Norman, Alabama 3572. Alabama A&M University. Start here and go anywhere. On the Hill in Huntsville, Alabama. All right, let's move on. We were talking already a little bit about Alabama State University. That's another college right here in Montgomery, Alabama. We hope that if you want to be a part of that, you can. All right, here's some information from the town of Beatrice, Alabama, established in 1901. Our mayor is Ms. Shelton. The town of Beatrice's address, if you need to communicate with him by letter, is 1112 Main Street, P.O. Box 56, Beatrice, Alabama, 36425. And you can reach him by telephone at 251-789-2274. Beatrice, working to improve services for citizens. I like that. The city was recently awarded a $350,000 grant for streets improvement around here in Beatrice, also for work on sidewalks and things like that here in the Beatrice area. Ms. Shelton informed me of it. Beatrice was established at the turn of the 20th century and named after the granddaughter of a railroad construction superintendent. The town of Beatrice was settled while work continued on the construction of a railroad link between Selma and Louisville and the Nashville Railroad Terminal in Pensacola, Florida. Oh, man. The Beatrice Town Council consists of Mayor Ms. Annie M. Shelton, Councilman Satisha Husband, Marshall Montgomery, Linda Spann, Maggie Spencer, and Mac Watson. During the 2016 municipal election, the current mayor and council members were unimposed. Therefore, the Beatrice Town Council will continue to serve the town until the next municipal election in 2020. All right. Excellent information. If you need to get in touch with Mitch Shelton and the city council and the people there at Run the City of Beatrice, the number is 251-789-2274. 1941. Town of Beatrice, Alabama. Been around since 1901. All right. Here's another program that's in the house today, working for health and safety in the community. Monroe County Underage Drinking Coalition, which promotes love and not drinking. And if you are drinking, you can stop drinking if you wanted to. But sometimes you need help. Sometimes you need help. And the Monroe County Underage Drinking Coalition mission is this specifically. The mission of the Monroe County Underage Drinking Coalition is to prevent underage drinking, reduce the progress of illegal substance use and abuse, and to address the use or misuse of prescription drugs in Monroe County through a coordinated committee and collaborative prevention effort. Here are some of the programs that they offer. Program services and activity, alcohol and drug education, dissemination of awareness material, college awareness events, faith-based activities, community awareness activities, health fair presentation, media campaign, Red Ribbon Week event, school assembly presentation, support of law enforcement, national prescription drugs, the Take Back Day, coalition and partnership strengthening. Powerful information here. How can we help you become a member in the meeting on the second Friday at 9:30 at the Monroe Town Hall? Become a member at this on this the second Friday. That's the second Friday in any month. They'll be meeting at 9:30. Monroe Town Hall. Contact them. Emma Perryman at 251-455-2655 or Willie Williams at 251-573-477. Drug Education Council at 300 Television Avenue, Monroe, Alabama. Mobile, Alabama, rather. Office is 251-478-7855. You can fax them at 251-478-7865. All right, moving right along here. This is from the Red Cross. My church member, Ms. Hawthorne, is the coordinator for the Red Cross here, and she worked with my wife on information in regards to the Red Cross, and you might find it helpful to keep important information handy concerning primary health care providers, caregivers, health plan, pharmacy, and emergency contact, and other important information that you your planning guide to emergencies. This is an awesome handbook, self-care handbook, your planning guide for emergencies. All right, post the information near your telephone, your health care provider, your emergency support network, out-of-town emergency contact, police, the fire department, emergency, local utilities, medical equipment supplies, local emergency management. All powerful information that you need if you are in the need and you have situations involving your health care. This is from the Red Cross, the planning guide to emergencies. And make sure that you are prepared for storm situations, hurricanes and all those different things come around. Get ready for emergencies. You need water. You need your food. You need your can opener. You need your medication. You need your first aid kit. And for goodness sake, have your flashlight. Have your radio handy. Have your good clothes on that you need to wear. Personal care item and important documents. Have all of that ready. This is an emergency preparedness. Alabama Department of Public Health. No computer call. Call the Alabama Department of Health and Health. You can call them at toll-free at 1-866-264-4073. All right. Okay. Thank Ms. Hawthorne for that information. Okay, let's move right along here. The next one is the Monroe County Hospital. Their representative here today is Barbara Horn. She's a resident nurse there at the Monroe County Hospital, located at 2016 South Alabama Avenue, P.O. Box 886 in Monroe, Alabama at 36461. You can reach at the telephone number 251-743-7432, That's the telephone number 251-743-7432. That's the Monroe County Hospital. You can reach by fax at 251-743-7410. That's the Monroe County Hospital. Alabama hospitals where great care careers are born. Oh, man. This is an excellent opportunity to get into the workforce for the young people coming out of high school. Choosing a career with healthcare offers Way more than you think. Way more than you think. Some of the items that they are concerned with, diagnostic services, dieticians, health information services, health service administration, health care administrator, laboratory science, medical engineers, medical support, medicine, mental health, nursing, pharmacy, prevention education, therapy, veterinary medicine, vision care, education programs, financial assistance, your high school roadmap, hospitals in Georgia, glossary of area for specialization. You can find all of this information here, and you can get yourself started in a career in the health service. It is easily, what about education? How can I earn good money? Is health care boring? What about my future? All kinds of good information. Will I have a life away from my work? Can I really make a difference? Yes, you can. Alabama Hospital needs your blood. Anytime there's an emergency going on, blood is needed. Okay. For more information, Alabama Hospital Association at 1-800-489-2542. Find out how you can get started in today's hottest, healthiest job field. The healthcare industry offers way more than you think. Oh, man, great information. Great information. Also, banking. This is Trustmark. Trustmark, take a look at careers in banking. So what do banks do anyway? Consider banking careers. Are you looking for a career field that can provide a wide range of job opportunities and experiences, build your confidence by helping you develop new skills, encourage on-the-job training, and reward achievements in higher education. Challenge you to solve problems, help many others manage their finances, offer opportunities for leadership and community service. Do you want a career in a field that offers its employees competitive salaries and fringe benefits, opportunities for career advancement, education and training jobs, flexibility and excellent working conditions? Do you want to work for an industry that is interested and proactive about hiring people with a wide diversity of skills and areas? Take a look at a career in banking. Trustmark Bank, right there in Monrovia, Alabama. All right, let's continue here. Reed State is in the house. Reed State Technical College. Oh, man, there is a high command demand for programs in welding and other things. Programs of study. Oh, man, that's an opportunity. Quick contacts for Reed State Technical College. If you want to write them, it's P.O. Box 358, Evergreen, Alabama, 36401. Or you can reach them by telephone, which is 251-578-1313. Or you can write them at another address, P.O. Box 400, Atmore, Alabama. That telephone number is 251-368-0166. Just as you come off the interstate, you will find the technical college there for which you can get a part of and learn something for your future. The telephone number is 251-578-1313. Admissions, you can go to extension 148. Cashier, you can go to extension 140. Financial aid, extension 107. This is all extensions for the Reed State Technical College. Okay, if you want information, you can go to extension 101 at telephone number 1-251-578-1313. Or you can go online and find them at www.reedstatetechnicology.edu. www.reedstatetechnicology.edu. All right. Reed State is in the house. All right. We also have some powerful information from the Sheriff's Department. He was with us earlier. Underage drinking, myths and the facts, prescription drugs, identification of prescription drugs, gateway drugs, tobacco, alcohol, and marijuana, the road to addiction, all kinds of great information. Alcohol. Alcohol is created when fruits, grains, and veggies are fermented. Fermentation is a process that breaks down the natural sugars in food and turns them into a deadly poison. That poison is called alcohol, one of the most deadly diseases that's in America today. All right, more coming your way. We hope more interviews will be coming as we continue here on Housey Production Gospel. Housey Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming from J.F. Seals High School, the 2018 Career Day. More coming your way. Thank you. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the J.O. Seals Monokai Training School Alumni Association, which was organized in 2007. The purpose is to help with the betterment of student lives in the future. Scholarships, sponsor students to attend out-of-state organizations, name FBLA and SOFO assistant, purchase uniforms for the girl boys basketball team, college career day, which is where we are today, the Christmas parade, sponsor a health awareness fair, blood drive, purchase vending machines, concession stand, hot dogs, popcorn, and grill, donate funds for the basketball team to purchase refreshments, purchase Panther mascots. The Gale Sears Alumni Association, been around for 2007. Powerful information for a powerful day. We have two gentlemen that sat down for an interview. All you have to do, guys, is just come up, put the headphones on, one of you. Can you hear me? Okay. How y'all doing? Introduce yourselves, and let's talk about what you plan on doing in the future. Starting with you. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good. My name, Jaheim.
Come on up here, Mike, a little bit closer. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All
right. Yes. My name, Jaheim Finkley, you know. Like, really, I came over here to, like what you said, what are my plans for the future?
Right.
Me and my homeboy, Samuel, you know, got a mixtape dropping out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're going to get a little bit into music, you know. We're going to go to college for, you know, we're going to go to Reed State.
Okay.
If Reed State don't work out, we're going to go to, what it was, West?
What in music, what do you want to pursue in music so far? Is you want to be a musician, artist, you want to be a producer, director, what do you want to do in the music field?
Artist, we do.
Yeah, okay, that's what are you going to be doing, singing regular music, rap, whatever you want?
We'll do a little bit of hip hop, rap.
Okay, all right.
Switch it up, you know.
Okay, all right. What about technical field? You can go to Reed. What about technical skills? You got to need.
Do a little bit of welding too, you know.
Welding. That's a good business. That's a good business. Welding. All right. And your name, young man?
Sam.
What's your first name?
Sam.
Sam what?
Sam Israel.
Okay.
Just call me Young Sam.
All right. And you what grade now?
I'm in the 11th grade.
You're in 11th grade. Got one more year.
Yes, sir.
How about you? Oh,
same thing.
Yeah. You in 11th grade too?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Junior.
All right. What do you want to do so far as a career? What do you want to go into?
Well, like my boy said, I'm probably going to weld, you know. If
welding.
If rap don't go like playing, you know.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
All right. With a lot of logging trucks around here and different things like that, welding would be a good business to go into.
Yeah.
What other careers you thinking about that you might?
Now,
are you intending to just go into industrial welding, or are you going to go into other, you got other mind, other things on your mind other than music?
Just that.
That's it? Okay.
Because, you know, I already started on a little bit of welding. I got like one more year before I get my certificate to go in the field.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Well, look, guys, I thank y'all for coming over and being a part of Career Day. This is our fourth year being radio broadcasting for Career Day at JFCS High School for the Alumni Association. And then here's the thing about what you guys want to do. It ain't about no luck now. It's about preparation. You got to hit them books. You got to know them welding, all type of welding. There's a gentleman here on that helped us with the PACER program, Mr. Edward Moore. Guess what he did for nearly 20-some years? Welding.
A That's what's up.
He know all about welding. Any kind of welding you want to do. That's Mr. Moore. Did you see walking around here with me?
Yeah, I should talk to him sometimes when he's around.
Yeah, yeah. He got all the answers. He know it. Well, guys, it ain't about luck, so I'm not going to say no good luck. It's good preparations.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all, man.
Thank y'all for the mixtape.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mixtape will be coming January the
5th.
Oh,
yeah.
January the 5th.
All right, then. Y'all take care, all right? Two gentlemen here at J.F. Shields High School, 11th grade guys, juniors. They are one more year at J.F. Shields. By the time they get to 12th grade, I have no doubt they'll be absolutely ready to move on into the career of their choice. All right. Both of them thinking about welding. That's an excellent job career, welding. All right. More coming your way here from House of Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. We're joined by Latoya Nettles of Social Services for Crown Healthcare. Ms. Nettles, welcome to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Tell us a little bit about what you do and why you are here at Career Day.
Good morning, Mr. Howard. I am here on behalf of Inglewood Healthcare Center, as you said, for Crown Healthcare Management here in Monroeville, and we take care of the elderly, any age, at our nursing facility. We have a full nursing staff, RNs, LPNs. We have certified nursing assistants, myself, social services. We have a social services director. We have a full therapy staff, occupational therapy, speech therapy, as well as physical therapy, our admissions department, and our administration, along with our director of nursing and our administrator. And we just try to love your loved ones the way that you would want them to be loved in the at home.
Tell the students and those that are listening how they as an individual can be a part of this growing industry.
Well, of course, you know they do need to go to college, mm-hmm. and you can major in nursing. Myself, I have a degree in psychology.
All right.
You can major in social work. Mm-hmm. As far as if they are aspiring to be an administrator of any facility, it would be best if they major in health management and or business, and then from there they take a certification test. Yes. And as far as being one of our CNAs, which we value the CNAs because they are the backbone of the building, you just take a class to get your certification. And I told you about the therapy staff, and you have to go to college for that. You can become a licensed therapist, or you can become an assistant.
Right.
So you would have to go to college. So college.
Mm-hmm. One of the programs that I'm familiar with is that most of the time when people go into hospital, the doctors, instead of sending them back home, where they sometimes need a little more intensive care than just going back to home and nobody to take care of. Talk to them a little bit about some of the elders or anybody when they go in the nursing home, go in the hospital, and when they check out, the doctors often refer them to those type of care services.
Okay, well, the program that you're referring to is the 21-day stay, and Inglewood has the Cedars, and that is our portion of the facility where our therapy 21-day patients live until they finish their therapy disciplines. And the doctors normally do recommend that, you know, any orthopedic aftercare, after a stroke, after a massive heart attack, any type of surgery. And it's a 21-day program. You're back there. The Cedars are designed to have a home-like environment, so they have their apartment style, and there's a sitting area, the bedroom area, there's a small kitchen dinette area, there's a bathroom. So they're designed for you to be able to go back and function in your own home.
Transition, 21-day period.
Yes, sir.
All right. You can be reached at Inglewood Healthcare Center. That's 2046 South Alabama Avenue at Monrovia, Alabama, 36460 if you want to go by or send them a letter. And their office number is 251-575-3285. You can reach them by fax at 251-743-9736. We want to thank Ms. Latoya Nettles, social services, psychiatrist, and social service manager there at Crown Healthcare. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. You have a blessed day.
Oh, you too.
All right. And he's going to get on the mic.
All right. All right. Hey, young man, you want to talk?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Us a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and what you like about Career Day. Start by introducing yourself.
Hi, my name is Richard Keith Jones. I am in 12th grade, a senior, and I like career tech. I just turned 18.
Right.
And I like career tech because of all the people, these guys talking about what they do and how that they do and how people like me can get into a career here or college that they so prefer, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you put those headphones on so you can hear me real good? What do you specifically want to, as a young 18-year-old man? What do you want to do now? After you come out of high school, what do you want to get involved in? What type of career you want to get into?
Actually, I want to go into something like, you know, something like, you know, a couple acting, you know.
Right.
But I might also go over to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office once I do this, because, I mean, before I, you know, go into a college, because I need a career somehow, you know, I need to make money.
Right. You need something to start off your career with. Again, give me your name now.
Richard Keith Jones.
Jones?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jones, he's a senior here at J.F. Shields High School. He'll be coming out in May, and he's looking for a career. And I'm hoping that he will find something to start his career. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for joining us on the radio.
Thank you.
All right. That's Mr. Jones looking to start off his career. He's a young 18-year-old man. He thought about maybe stopping by the sheriff's department. He wanted to do something to get himself started out in a career. We also want to go back real quick to Ms. Santaria Nettles at the Crown Healthcare Service, which is Inglewood Healthcare Service, is right there down from the hospital. And I thank her for letting people know about the 21-day plan, because a lot of people, when they come out of the hospital, they are not ready to take care of themselves. Sometimes they may not have nobody at home to give them the intense care that they do need. So you can, once you come out of that hospital from a heart surgery or any kind of major surgery or whatever it is for rehabilitation, and you got a 21-day transition period there at the Inglewood Healthcare Center. Thank you, and more coming your way here from Career Day. That is an excellent career field to start off young people in the healthcare business. That is one of the growing businesses that is. That's healthcare. You want to get into an upcoming and powerful business, and that is healthcare. The nation elderly is getting more and more and more people turning over 65 and 70 and 80 years old. They're going to need a healthcare. That is a booming business for you to get in. That is a booming business. Stay with us. More coming from J.F. Shields High School 2018 Career Day, sponsored by the Alumni Association. Ms. Lee is the president of that organization, so you make sure you check in. You can call him out here to the school, 789-2168, and find all out about the Alumni Association, or you can call Ms. Lee for information about the Alumni Association. They were organized in 2007, and their whole purpose is to help with the betterment of student lives in the future. All right. More coming your way here on House of Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, Career Day 2018 at J.F. Shields High School.
And you answer me, Lord, I'm so grateful.
Okay, we're back. At the J.F. Shields 2018 Alumni Association Career Day. And the gentleman on the microphone is
Jaheim Finkley.
Come on, talk a little louder.
All right, Jaheim Finkley.
Jaheim Finkley. What you got for us, Brother Finkley?
Well, after today, walking around, looking at different things you can do,
during the future, careers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities. Like,
because
at first I was like, no, I don't want to go to no college. After these 12 years right here, I'm done with school.
Mm-hmm.
But then seeing that there's a lot of opportunities made me change my mind a little bit. I think I want to go to college probably 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about two, but then again, I was thinking very hard. I was like, maybe those 4 years will be worth it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, the thing about going to college, the preparation and being ready for it and them classes, I'll give you the story about my son. When he went off to college, he played football. And the thing about going into football and being ready to hit them books and all that kind of stuff, because usually time after you get through with practice, you kind of tired and stuff, and you're not going to hit them books too hard. You're going to fall out and go to sleep. So the thing about going to college, whatever you deal with, whatever career that you go in, you got to hit them books hard. You got to hit them hard and stay on top of it. You can't let the playtime, you know what the playtime is.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to explain that to you, but you can't let the playtime take you away from your main purpose for being there, that's getting them grades and passing and graduating. That's what you got to focus on.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What, you were by earlier, and you were thinking about going into welding. What do you, when you look at college, what are you thinking about?
I'll have a way better opportunity than getting in the field than any other person if I go to college first, you know.
Mm-hmm. Be better prepared.
I have a little bit more skills than what I have now from going to career tech every day welding. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, going to career tech and getting into welding, if you were to go to college, you can find about designs, engineering, all kinds of stuff that you could be doing and that enhance your welding career.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, my mixtape, like I said, dropping January the 5th, you know how that go.
Mm-hmm.
Remember boy, Young Sham.
Okay. You ain't thought about the military, have you?
I thought about the military, but I have a tattoo on my hand, and they were like, they have to be removed first.
Yeah.
So after I get that removed, I think about going off back in. You know how that goes.
Okay. Thank you for joining us here on House of Induction Bob Talk Radio. JFC's Career Day 2018. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anybody else want to do an interview?
Yeah, on radio.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you all, okay? Career Day at JFC High School. That's Mr. Finkley. At first, he came by and he talked about being primarily focusing on welding. And then after he had an opportunity to move around through the Career Day tables here, he decided that he think it'd be better than him to go ahead to college and get better prepared for an outstanding career in whatever field he chose to. And that field that he chose was welding. And he sees that getting into college and helping with engineers and other types of designs and stuff like that and the technology of welding. All right, more coming your way here on House of Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. We want to talk about just for a minute, the JLC Alumni Association again. We told you that they were organized in 2007. And our purpose is to help with the betterment of student lives and future. Scholarship sponsors, purchase uniforms, College Career Day, Christmas Parade. They do a number of things here in the community. The president, Ms. Louise Lee, she's the president. And you can find her at 251-656-3217. Vice President, Mr. Corey Mara. You can find him at 251-362-2313. President and Vice President of the JFC of Monroe County Training School Alumni Association. Ms. Lee, the President, you can reach her at 251-656-3217 or Mr. Corey Mara at 251-362-2312. If you want to get involved with them, please do so. Also, another reminder coming up in 2019. Will be the JFC Hall of Fame induction. You need to know information about that. You can
call Ms. Mary Howard at area code 251-789-2424. That Coca-Cola there got the dragons crowning up on me. But anyway, good things happening. You know, the Christmas parade coming up here too soon. It's November. You need to call Ms. Lee, 251-656-3217, and get yourself registered for the Christmas parade sponsored by the Illuminati Association here. More coming your way from House of Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, 2018 Alumni Day at J.F. Shields High School. All right. First, let me apologize to Ms. Mary Hawthorne. She sat down with us for about 5 minutes at the end of the College Career Day and was telling us about the American Red Cross here and the things that it do. And I failed to push the right button to get her recorded, and I'm extremely sorry about that. But anyway, she gave me a self-care handbook, your planning guide to emergencies, important information on medical equipment, mobility, communication, pets, and service animals, all the items that you need to prepare yourself for emergency. You might find it helpful to keep important information handy. Write it below. It's in this handbook. You can write your primary health care provider, their name and telephone number, whoever your caregivers are, their name, phone number, your health plan, your ID number, your pharmacy, their name and their phone number, any emergency contact, their name and phone number, important numbers, police department, fire department, local emergency service, and others. You can also have information on your health care provider, emergency support network, phone number, out-of-town emergency contact, who that is, the police, fire, emergency medical service, local utilities, medical equipment suppliers, local emergency management officers. All this information is important. State emergency agencies, Alabama Department of Public Health. You can find them at www.adph.org. Alabama Emergency Management Agency. You can find them at EMA, http.alabama.government. State of Alabama Government Offices as www.alabama.gov. Alabama Power Company, 1-800-888-2726. Alabama Road Conditions, 1-888-588-2848. That's Alabama Road Conditions, 1-888-588-2848. Alabama Rural Electric Associations and Cooperatives for Power, 1-800-410-2732. The Alabama Department of Services at 770 Washington Avenue, RSA Plan, Suit Building, that's 470. You can find them in Montgomery at 1-800-243-5463. AARP, Alabama State Office, that's 1-866-542-8167. For hearing and visual assistance, contact the Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services at www.rehab.stateal.us or call 1-800-441-7607. Alabama Institute for Deaf and the Blind at www.aidb.org or telephone number 1-256-761-3206. This handbook can help you and make your loved ones prepared for emergency. Powerful information. Got the contents, emergencies, planning for emergency, preparing for responsibility, emergency forms and instruction, plans for pets, as well as other tips. All kind of good information here. Being prepared, you can do it. How to prepare it? How prepared are you? creating a support network. All right, people that are going to be able to help you in different situations, making a communication and response plan, creating an emergency supply kit, all the items that you need for emergency supply kit. That's water, that's food, that's a can opener, medical occasion that you're going to need, your first aid kit, and for goodness sake, have that flashlight handy. Have your radio on. Sometimes them cell phones go out, and you're going to need that radio. You have your clothing, and you have your personal care items, and all the important documents. And one thing she stressed about your important documents is that you keep them in a plastic bag, in fact, inside of three plastic bags, because sometimes they'll get wet and you get all messed up, especially in the storms of rain and stuff like that. Create an emergency supply kit. Have a grab-and-go emergency supply kit, too, so you can get out of that fast. Prioritize your emergency supply kit needs. All right? Thank you, Ms. Hawthorne. I'm sorry I didn't get you on. Thank you very much. See you next time. Good evening. Good afternoon, whatever time it is, wherever you are. We thank you for being a part of J.F. Shields High School Career Day. You listen to House Reproduction Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. We have two students here at J.F. Shields High School. Who wants to go first? All right, go ahead. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Kendall Walker. I go to J.F. Shields.
Talking to Mike? Yeah, there you go.
My name is Kendall Walker. Go to J.F. Shields. My grades, they good. A's and B's.
Right.
So, trying to go to college, get something out of my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
What grade you in now?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman. You're in the ninth grade, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you got 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, the ninth grade's almost gone, so you got 3.5 years to get them grades exactly
yes,
where you were. What do you think about for a career?
I'm trying to do welding, but then again, I'm going to the Air Force, too.
Yeah, welding and Air Force. Okay, do you see anything here today that interests you in other than welding?
Interesting, I mean, other than welding? Probably a little engineer.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bro Walker, for talking about your possible career. And the thing is nothing about luck now. It's about preparation. All right. Thank you, sir. Go ahead, yo, man.
My name is Amor. I'm from J.F. Shields High School. I'm in ninth grade. I'm going to try to go to the NBA and do well.
Yeah. Okay. NBA. Yeah, you got some work to do, man.
Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier. Michael Jordan was 6 foot, 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, about 6'7".
So you what now?
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot. Okay. You got a ways to go, but you got some work to do.
Yeah.
What else you got to do other than basketball? You got to have something to fall back on.
Welding.
What else?
I got to find out some more stuff about my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like about right here.
What kind of grades you got?
A's and B's.
Yeah, in the ninth grade, they're going to be counting all the way from here on up.
Yes, sir.
Till you get to 12th grade. That's what's going to be on their transcript.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when you get to college, them A's and B's just sure look good. What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject?
Gymnastics.
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics? Oh. I like that. Yeah, at least you'll be able to jump.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Amara. Thank you. All right. How you doing? Go ahead. Give me your name and your grade and stuff like that.
I'm Rochelle, and I'm in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade. What'd you think about for a career, Cheryl?
I want to be a welder.
Welding? Going into welding? What else are you thinking about?
The Air Force.
Air Force?
Yes,
yeah, that's what I was in. I did the Air Force, too. That's a good career.
Yes, sir.
How about going into nursing, into any of these other careers in here? Banking?
If I go to college, I would like to be a teacher.
Be a teacher?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's an excellent. Education is an excellent field. Okay, what did you see in here today that got your attention?
Mostly colleges.
Colleges, okay.
They influenced me.
Yeah,
a
okay.
Lot.
Yeah. Alabama State, A&M, those are two
main colleges here in Alabama. You got Coastal right down the road.
Yes,
won't cost you nothing to get there, but you just have to get up and be on time. But
yes, sir.
It's not about luck now. It's about preparation.
Yes,
you got to hit the books. You got to do what you're supposed to.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, young lady.
My name is Zakiya, and I'm in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
And I want to be a doctor.
We're going to be a doctor. All right, medicine. Oh, that means you got to do some chemistry and some math and some science. Woo!
My favorite subject, math.
Math, all right.
94 in math.
Yay. What's your average for high school now? What you got? What's your grades now?
I got all A's and B's.
Woo! You're going to be just right for the doctor. You got to hang on to that now. Keep them A's and B's up.
Yes,
and,
sir.
There's some good colleges for medicine out there. Get on the internet, find your good college, and go on and do what you got to do. But here's the thing about that now. It's not about no luck. It's about preparation. Preparation and preparing yourself for that career that you want to go in. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, young man.
Hello, my name is Jalen Anderson.
Anderson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what you want to get into? What's your career? What you think?
Forensics.
Huh?
Forensics.
Forensic science.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That's finding out what the real cause was.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where you intend to start it? What's your major subject right now that you like? You got to like science,
like
and
science.
Magic and physics.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you're in the ninth grade?
Tenth
grade?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got 10th, 11th, 12th. Yeah, you got about a year and a half or so to go. So keep hitting them books. Forensic science.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Man. Criminal justice.
Yes, sir.
Detective. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, young man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead. How you doing?
Well, my name is Trish Stower.
Okay.
I'm in the ninth grade.
And what kind of career are you looking for?
I want to be an OBGYN.
Oh, GYN. Taking care of the health of people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, where are you going to start at? Where are you going to start out at?
I want to go... I got two options. Like,
yeah.
I want to go to the University of Alabama or either Alabama A&M.
Yeah, two good choices. My son works up at the University of Alabama in graphic art design. Alabama A&M. My daughter graduated from there, summa cum laude. Miss Howard down at Monroe County High, the assistant principal. Them two good schools. How your grades?
I got all A's.
Hey, you got to keep it up.
I'm
what
trying.
You say your name?
Trish Stower.
Miss Stower, you got to keep it up. That's what's going to help you get in there. Them good grades. And get on any kind of clubs, any kind of organization, a community organization, all the stuff that will help you when you fill out your transcript. So they say, yeah, we'd like to have that student here at our campus. And thank you here. All right.
Cool.
All right. How you doing, young man?
Good.
This young man here sitting off here to my left is, I'm hoping that he could be a radio man one day. Come on, Hawthorne, tell me about what you got going and what you want to do.
I want to go to be a lawyer and a politician.
Oh, man. Whoa. Ooh, we can start getting on him now, can't we? A lawyer and a politician.
Yes, sir.
That means you got to know that law book.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you to get you a head start right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go down there to the courthouse and start reading law books. You can start with Alabama law.
Okay.
Every law thing has got a title code. Education, whatever type of law degree that you're looking for, whatever it is, there's a civil code for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you how to run the city. It tells you how to be a lawyer. You even got stuff on you as a lawyer, what you can do and what you can't do.
Yes, sir.
So what's your grades looking like now?
Well, so far they're looking good.
You got to work on that. You got
to work on it just
yeah,
a little
you
bit
got,
more.
You got to. I know you like to work, but you got to work them grades, too.
Yes, sir.
And them books. Excuse me. It's all right to work in labor, but it's good, even better to work your brain. Yeah. But so you want to be a lawyer and a politician?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you about that. You can need some prayer. You're going to need some prayer. Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Hawthorne.
All right.
All right. Go ahead, young man. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Yeah, what you want to go into as a career?
I want to play in the NBA.
You want to play in the NBA? That's handling that basketball. You got to be good. You got to be good. I mean, real good. Are you prepared to get yourself ready for that? Okay. That means you got to do some work. It ain't about no luck now. It's about preparation. You got to have one of them crossover dribbles that'll leave them falling on the floor. You seen them commercials where they be doing that crossover dribble and they just fall down. They just can't handle it.
Okay.
Yeah. What you got in mind to do as a fallback on?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Huh?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Yeah. What grade you in now?
Ninth.
Ninth. You got to get to thinking about it and taking some action. It's okay to handle that basketball, but you need something else to fall back on, okay? You can either go into advertising, you can go into radio, you can go in. People that go into sports, most of them fall back on physical therapy. You know, like if somebody get hurt, and you learn how to work the muscles and get them in shape to do stuff. That's a good career. All right? Physical therapy. All right. Thank you, Saul. Thank you. All right. All right. We're continuing interviews with students here at J.F. Shields High School. And we hope that you as a person, as a young person that's interested in going in a career, you focus on all the preparation that you need. More coming your way here on House of Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, on House Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're at the J.F. Shields High School 2018 Career Day. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you're enjoying it and everything about the Career Day. You go first.
So my name is...
Come on, talk up a little bit louder.
All right, my name is...
Look at the mic.
It's Jared Yeldon.
Okay, and Yeldon, tell us about Career Day. What do you find in here interesting in that to help you make a career decision?
The Army.
The Army. Military. All right. That's a good choice.
Yes, sir.
What else you like about it?
The college options.
College options. Oh, you got A&M, Alabama State... Coastal College, right down the road there. All of these colleges, you thought about one that you prefer better than the other?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. All right, what grade you in?
Ninth.
Ninth grade, and your grades?
All right.
You got that's the key to it now. You got to get them grades, got to have them grades, okay? It's not about luck, it's about preparation, okay? All right. Thank you for being a part of the 2018 Career Day. All right, young man.
My name is Alexander Moulton.
Hey, well, excuse me for that coke clowning on me. What do you think about Career Day, and what did you see in here that will help you motivate you to be a part of one of these careers in here?
I see a lot of colleges and a lot of options.
What? Which one do you think you, where you headed now so far, what do you want to do so far as a career?
Army.
Okay, Miller, that's a great career. That's a great starting career. Okay. So far as the Army, what do you want to be in so far as the Army?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Well, let me tell you this, as a part of preparation for the Army, one thing that you can do is take that Army test that they be giving you to put you in the service. Take that test as many times as you can. And what happens, every time you take it, you'll get better and better. And then when you get ready to go in the Army, you can tell them what you want to do. That's the best way to do it. That way, your score will be so high, you can tell them, I want to go into whatever type of field I want to go into. Don't let them just go in there and they tell you what they want you to do. But you tell them by qualifying and having a high score on your test score.
Yes, sir.
Okay, same way like preparation for college. Take that ACT and all of other tests and take them over and over and over again. Because every time you take it, you get to remember just about everything on there. And you know about it. Thank you guys for being a part of JFC's Career Day. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That was two students here at JFCS High School interviewing for a career day, and we hope they are getting themselves prepared for that day when they move into the careers of their choice. You're listening to House Seat Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, JFCS High School, Career Day 2018, sponsored by the Alumni Association. More to come your way. All right, we have one more gentleman here on the microphone at JFCS Career Day. I see this gentleman's name is Mr. Hawthorne. Mr. Hawthorne, tell us about Career Day and what you like about it. I believe you was with us a few minutes ago, but tell us what you find helpful about this Career Day.
What I find helpful.
Talk a little louder. Talk a little louder in the mic, yeah.
What I find helpful is that it's teaching all the children what did like with the officer, it teaches children not to do drugs.
Yeah.
It teaches us with college, careers that we could do, make money to live a better life. And again, they tell us that no matter what nobody sees, just believe that we could do it. We go to college and
just have faith in what you got to do, and don't get distracted by folks telling you can't do this and you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Yes, sir.
You go back to some of the things that Michael Jordan said. Just do it. President Barack Obama. Yes, we can.
Yes.
You can. You can do anything that you set your mind to. It's not about luck. It's about preparation.
Sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Mr. Hawthorne, one of the students here at JFCS High School. And he has given us his point of view in regards to this career day. That one thing that he got out of this is that don't let nobody stop you from what you want to do. All right. Thank you. Okay, we want to thank everybody for being a part of JFCS High School Career Day, sponsored by the JFCS Alumni Association, JFCS Monroe County Training School Alumni Association. Ms. Mary Louise Lee is the president. You can reach her at 251-656-3217. Mr. Corey Moore, Reverend Corey Moore at 352-252-251-362-2312. That's the president, Ms. Lee, and the vice president, Mr. Corey Moore. If you need any information in regards to the Alumni Association, it was organized in 2007, and the purpose is to help with the betterment of the student lives in the future. They deal with scholarships, sponsoring, purchasing uniform, college career day, Christmas parade, health awareness, purchasing vending machine for helping out at the concession stand, donate funds for basketball team, purchase Panther mascot. They are involved in the JFCS history. And don't forget about their grand reunion. That's where they all come back and be a part of JFCS. Again, thank you. And see you next year on House Seat Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, JFCS, Monroe County Training School, Alumni Association, College Career Day. See y'all next time.